Very important halachos. This is the first time we're going to discuss a halacha that you might be familiar with some of the issues, and many of the halachos that we've discussed up until now were familiar to you. Maybe you didn't know what the Mechaber held, what the Ramah held. Here we're going to get to one of those areas that are very, very vague. Unless you've done the sugyas and the Shulchan Aruch well, these halachos are very, very vague to many Talmidim, including to myself. So let's take a look at the Ramah, right after the Mechaber told us that if you ate, we're going to start even with the Mechaber. In Siv Beis, we discussed that if you eat cheese, so then it depends on what type of cheese and whether you're allowed to eat meat afterwards. What happens if you don't eat meat itself, but you eat a tavshil shel basar? Let's take a look at the Mechaber. Achal tavshil shel basar, mutar lechal acharav tavshil shel gvina. So, mi'ikr dedina, according to the Mechaber, if you eat a tavshil shel basar, what does that mean? That means that it is not something that is entirely meat, but rather it was a tavshil, a general, let's say a soup that had a little bit of meat inside, but not a lot. So then in such a case, then mi'ikr dedina, according to the Mechaber, then the halacha would be that it would be mutter to eat gvina afterwards. Okay. And what type of gvina? Only a tavshil shel gvina. A tavshil shel gvina will be acceptable. But if you ate either directly meat or directly cheese, in other words, absolute meat or absolute cheese, then you're going to have to be machmir. However, comes along the Ramah is more machmir. The Ramah says that there's no difference between tavshil shel basar and basar itself. Says the Ramah, v'nagu achshav lahachmir shelo lechol gvina achar tavshil basar kmo achar basar atzmo ve'ein l'shanos v'lifrotz geder. The halachi is that one should not eat cheese after meat. You shouldn't eat cheese after tavshil shel basar. Presumably the same thing as well, tavshil gvina, we'll discuss. And there's no difference between eating meat itself or a tavshil shel basar. V'ein l'shanos v'lifrotz geder. So this is halacha number one, and that is meat. It doesn't only meat mamish, even though if there was a very small amount of meat that was cooked in the dish, you also have to wait 6 hours. And that is the halacha, and that's how the halacha we follow today, at least for Ashkenazim, that the halacha will be that even if there's a little bit amount of meat, then automatically one needs to wait 6 hours. By the way, one of the Talmidim had me ask Rav Nevensal Shlita about the 3 hours, wait and remind me, because we're in the middle, I'll get back to that supposed custom shortly. Just remind me. Says Ramah, no, don't worry about the word supposed, I didn't mean to overemphasize that word. Says Ramah, you'll see. Miu, im ein basar b'tavshil, rakshin is bashel b'kdeira shel basar, muta lechal achar av gvina. However, this is important halacha. If you cooked soup in a fleishig pot, then the halacha is that you're allowed to eat cheese afterwards. There is a very big discussion. What happens, and the Shach raises this, so before we even go on to what the Shach says, sometimes we rush too quick to the Shach. Let's just have the halachas very, very clear. A tavshil shel basar, if there's a little bit of meat, can't eat for 6 hours according to the Minig and Ashkenaz. If, however, there is no basar inside, so if you cook soup, and you eat soup from a fleishig pot, then you're allowed to eat milchiks afterwards. Now the truth is, points out the Shach, that, and basically what comes out according to Shach, Lanias Daiti, is that it might depend for Mechaber versus the Ramah, that the Shach has a side that would say that you can even eat that soup with cheese itself. V'amevin yavin, we're going to introduce the concept of not bar not. Nesinas tam bar nesinas tam. And the Shach, to the point that the Shach is bothered, why didn't the Ramah even say more of a kula, that you can even eat it with milk, because of not bar not? Now, there are a few answers, and these, I'll just say the answers quickly, because they're not so much nogeya halacha l'maisa, Answer number one might be that it's not considered not barnat according to the Ramah because it was cooked. If it was cooked, it's not considered a separate nesinas tam. This is the approach of the Ramah himself later on in Siman Sadi Hey. Another answer, and this is the answer I emphasize more, is the Shita of Rabbi Akiva Eger, who answers the Shach's question by saying that if it was cooked with a Dover Charif, then we don't say Nat Barnat. Again, a concept that we haven't discussed in the past. But either way, Lekulei Alma, the Shach is begging, why aren't we even more Mekel? That you should be able to eat with Milchims. So that we paskin, you can't. Even though according to the Mechaber, there might be room to say that you can. But according to Ramah, you can't, and therefore for Ashkenazim, the halacha would be that they won't be able to cook, they won't be able to eat with milchiks, but they definitely will be able to eat milchiks afterwards. There is an interesting diyun that Rav Ami and I discussed with Rav Nevin Sal Shlita, and that is the following. What would you say about oil? Let's say you have something that was used you had oil that was cooked in a fleishiga,
deep fried.
Let's say burgers bar, right? So there was the deep fry is fleishigs. Then they make French fries. Are you allowed to take this shy that comes up often? Are you allowed to take these French fries and eat them with milchiks? There's no fleishiks over here. So the truth is, there might even be room to argue that it should be not bar not, and according to, for sure, for Sfardim, you'd be able to eat it directly with milchiks. However, not only can't you eat it with milchiks, from Nevin Sal Shlita holds you have to wait 6 hours, if I'm not mistaken. And the reason for that is because the oil, the one who really formulated clearly was Rav Thaler, is that with the oil over here, it could very well be that you look at the oil as being a mamashos of being in the fries itself. It's not an asinas tam. The oil didn't just give tam. The oil becomes part of the French fries itself. And it was Rav Nevensal's lashon to me is that oil is worse. So there isn't a separate asinas tam. If there isn't a separate asinas tam, so then in such a case, the oil we might look at as being like the basar itself. And therefore, it seems that one might have to wait 6 hours. That is a big shaila, whether you have to go so far as to wait 6 hours. Yesh lodun lakan ulakan. However, certainly it would not be considered a case of where one could eat it with milchiks. And based on the above, it could very well be that it's worse, the case of the oil is worse than the case of where you have a soup that was just simply cooked in the fleishiga pot, and oil, Rav Nevensal was more machmir, and therefore, when you're dealing with a case in a deep fry, then one might have a shaila about even waiting 6 hours. 6 hours yesh ladun, but clearly one wouldn't be able to wait for, wouldn't be able to eat milchiks with it, even though the shach at times says it won't be able to eat milchiks after something that was cooked in a fleishiga pot. Okay, we'll stop over. Oh, the minhag. I want to come back to the minhag. So in regards to the minhag, so there was someone who had asked, it's a common minhag that seemed to reappear, and that was the minhag of waiting 3 hours between fleishigs and milchiks. So in regards to waiting 3 hours between fleishigs and milchiks, the problem is that we saw in the Ramah, there's no mention in the Ramah of this gap of three hours. There's no mention in the Mechaber of this gap of 3 hours. So Rav Nevensal told me that he heard from his parents that it's a legitimate minhag, even though some have argued that it's not a legitimate minhag. He said that it was a minhag in Germany, and he gave an explanation, and he said that there were some in Germany who would eat 5 meals a day. So if you make a cheshbon of 5 meals a day, it depends on how many hours of sunlight and so on and so forth, but then there would be 3 hours between every meal. So he thought that was the source of this custom to eat 3 hours between between meat and milk, because we saw many Rishonim, based on the Gemara, say all you need to do is go misu'uda l'suda. So if that would be so, then there's a custom to wait 3 hours, and if there's a custom to wait 3 hours, he said that it wasn't the minhag shtus, even though he said l'chatchila, one should follow what the Ramah says is the best thing to do, where the Ramah, we learned earlier, said that one should wait for 6 hours. Yeah?
Maybe then Munkat Rebbe Sefer, when he brings them and hug him, he writes there's a minute to wait 3 or 4 hours.
Oh, really? He says that? Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that. It's called the Darchei Tshuva. That's the predecessor of the Munkat Rebbe. It's probably the Sefer you mean, the Darchei Tshuva.
Nowadays we have breakfast and lunch is between 3 or 4 hours.
3 or 4 hours, so there might be... Yeah?
I just want to understand why, according to the Mechaber, who says that the tavshil shel basar is not equal to basar, why that would make a difference, whether or not you could eat with dairy something that was cooked.
Right. So the svar goes like this: that you definitely you won't be able to eat tavshil shel gvina with a tavshil shel basar, because then you're eating gvina and basar together. But the argument goes that the chumrah of waiting for 6 hours only applied to meat itself, where it's likely that there was a lot of meat that which would get stuck in your teeth. But if it's only a tafshil shel basar, then the mechaber was meiko. To which the Ramah came along and said, no, we treat tafshil shel basar like basar mamish. But then the Ramah says, but if it's a kli, then we're going to eat then a kli, then you don't have to wait 6 hours. Did I answer your question?
No, I'm saying with the kli though, it's a machloka whether or not you could eat it with dairy. Sfarim
Ashkenazim. Oh, so we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. So that's why I said that gets into the sugya of not bar nat, and that we're now in Siman Pei Tes, and not bar nat only comes up into much later on. But Emir Tzashem, we will explain that machlokas, that celebrated machlokas between Sfarim and Ashkenazim. We will get there as well.